You push the button. You're a grown man.
No.
No, not doing it. 8:13, it's the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Make sure all your sunroofs are closed.
If you missed it this morning, Hunter left his sunroof open. And inside of his car got a nice, unexpected clean.
Of course. The only day I open it up, too. It's not open that often. And I leave it open on a day that it's just going to downpour all night.
He's some kind of damn moron.
God, dude. Unbelievable.
They said, actually, you should call Stark. I guarantee they can get that taken care of. Because they do, you know, obviously they do shampoo. Mm-hmm.
Well, they got to suck the shampoo out.
And,
maybe they can
and the water. And get that water.
Maybe I will call. Now I'm going to call Stark.
And to Lee, charge Hunter double for being a moron. Do that. All right. It's time for your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
This is a new one. I don't think I've ever read a story like this.
And you've read a lot of stories.
I've read a lot of stories. The cops and U.S. Marshals in Florida.
Cops!
They were looking for 39-year-old fugitive named Crystal Lee Anderson last Tuesday. And they had a lead that she was staying at her boyfriend's house. He's a 48-year-old named John Carr in Winter Haven, Florida. Now, Crystal.
It's my family lives.
Crystal. No, do they really?
Yeah, seriously.
They probably saw this happen.
They probably know this guy.
Crystal doesn't have legs.
Okay.
When authorities went to the house, they spotted John trying to cram Crystal into a plastic storage bin.
Oh, no. Oh, God, dude.
It's not clear what the plan was. Like they were going to put her on a shelf with the Christmas decorations and old DVDs and hope the cops wouldn't notice.
Get in there. Just get in there.
She was found in the box marked Crystal. Anyway, they were both arrested. Crystal lost her legs in a police shootout back in 2015 when she held up a Burger King. She pointed the gun at the cops. They shot her, and apparently her legs had to be amputated as a result. Her gun turned out to be a BB gun. But she never showed up for court after to face the kidnapping and assault charges, and there's been a warrant out for her arrest. This is the weirdest story I've ever read.
Good God.
Is Crystal.
Unbelievable.
She kind of looks like BJ Novak from The Office.
She does a little bit.
Is that BJ Novak? I want to know.
It's a hard lady to catch with no legs.
Or is it an easy lady to catch?
I don't know. She was gone for a while, wasn't she?
I think I wish the conversation could have been recorded about how they got to the point of shove me into a storage bin.
All right.
With like a 55-gallon one?
I don't think it had to be that big.
You probably have to put her in at an angle.
Your legs are the majority of your weight.
Corner to corner, you know what I mean? All right. So that she's in there. So you could still put stuff on either side of her.
I can't believe the cop went into the house, though, first and said, hey, Crystal, I'll give you a 30-second head start. I'm going to turn around and close my eyes. One, two.
I wonder if her nickname is Bob.
Oh,
you know, when you
God.
Throw her in the water.
Oh, my God.
That's terrible.
That's terrible.
That's terrible.
You're a terrible man.